Economic disappointment in Europe. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Europe is not doing as well economically as many people had hoped even just a year ago. The European Central Bank said risks to the EU economy have moved to the downside. Economic momentum is fading. Germany revised its predicted economic growth rate for this year down from 1.8% to just 1%. And today we learned German business confidence is falling. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
What's causing this slowdown in Europe?
Well, there's a couple of things. One of them is that they changed the emissions requirements for cars. And as a result, people bought cars in the first half of last year before the new rules went into place. And then car sales pretty much tanked afterwards, which means auto production is way down as well. But the other side of it is exports. German exports have weakened quite a bit. They blame a combination of two things. One is China's domestic slowdown, but the other is the trade disagreement between the U.S. and China, which has hurt Chinese manufacturing. And, not surprisingly, those manufacturers buying less German equipment.
I mean, should we be worried that flagging Europe signifies problems for us?
There's no question. You know, we live in a globally integrated economy, and even the U.S. Federal Reserve is waking up to this. They tend to focus on domestic issues, but at the last Fed meeting, Chairman Powell did indicate that the Fed is watching the global slowdown, and it's evident in not just U.S. exports, but in the entire volume of global trade.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Always good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you too, Sabri.
The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meets next week, and what they do at these meetings is this. A, figure out how strong or weak the U.S. economy is, and B, see if they need to do something about it. That decision is supposed to be based on data, but a lot of data is missing due to the government shutdown. In fact, even if the shutdown ends in the next few days, it's not clear how long it will take to recover all of that missing information. One important set of numbers we probably won't see next week, gross domestic product figures for the fourth quarter of 2018. This is a big one to be missing. Marketplace's Erica Barris.
GDP measures how quickly the economy is growing. So that lack of data complicates matters for not just the Fed, which relies on GDP for policy decisions like interest rate hikes, but also for private investors. Without those numbers, it's hard for investors to make educated decisions. So most likely they'll delay investments until GDP figures are released. That could then stall projects and contracts, leading to slowing economic growth down the road.
Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you.
The minimum wage has been argued about for at least 80 years in the U.S. Politicians, economists, advocates go around and around about it. Does it help workers by raising their living standards, or does it harm them by reducing employment? How much is too much? Does it hurt some businesses and not others? Marketplace senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been thinking about this and has been looking at the latest research. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
All right. So what did the most recent study you found say? Apparently, the minimum wage works out.
It does. So the most recent study came out in January. It's by four economists. And what they looked at is state-level minimum wage increases between 1979 and 2016. And what the scholars found is that raising the minimum wage did increase pay, but it did not lead to fewer jobs.
Okay, so that's one study. There are others that might say something different. Either way, though, like, there's got to be a limit, right? I mean, if you put the minimum wage at like $50 an hour, it's got to reduce a company's ability to employ people.
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why this subject remains so contentious. Where is the level where the negative employment effects start kicking in? We kind of have a pretty good sense at $7.25, the current federal minimum wage. We can raise it from there without a whole lot of damage. How much? Now that is a contentious subject.
Why is this not a settled question in economics? We've had a federal minimum wage since 1938. Like, literally, how do we not know?
Well, part of it is we've had these studies, and the studies, the data is not very good, but also people have these very strong positions. So if you're a more traditional economist and you basically take your economics from Econ 101, the law of supply and demand, and you look at the labor market and you say, look, the labor market is no different from the market in commodities or the market in goods. And so if you artificially raise the price, the wage, of low-skill labor, it's going to lead to less demand. That's simple. What the minimum wage proponents have done is kind of complicated that question.
How so?
Well, what they've said is when they've done this, said these empirical studies, and what they're starting to raise are questions like this. The labor market's complicated. It's not the same as the market for goods or the market for commodities. And for example, you can raise the minimum wage and you might increase productivity because the workers are happier. Or companies have many ways that they can offset the cost of higher labor rather than simply not hiring as many people. They may, you know, shift things around. So they've raised these questions that look, with the minimum wage, as you federal level, what, $7.25? We don't have a whole lot of evidence that the minimum wage has led to less employment. Some less employment, but the net effect seems to be positive.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.